God, loosen, oh God, cause or release to get to happen to her finances. And Father, as this woman, God, stand in front, oh God, I ask you, oh God, to cause your miracle to get to happen. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Ma'am, I want to say this. I hope you can stand with the prophet today with that $35 seat, because one thing I do want to say this, we need to talk offline, because I want you to go and get a certain type of salt from the store, because you need to take a spiritual bath from your feet, because people don't understand here, when your feet bad, your money is bad. The Bible said over in Joshua, everywhere your foot shall tread upon, he said, I shall bless it. And so the Lord said that he needs to heal your feet. And as he heal your feet, he going to heal your money. Mean that your money going to be released. Mean that which is on hold. But when your feet is broken, your money is broken. And so I tell people that a lot of times when you fighting these kind of warfare, and your feet, of course, another issue in the spiritual realm is going to be held up. And so right now, with what's going on with your feet, God said we can break the assignment of the devil off your feet. We're going to break the assignment off your money. When your feet get healed, your money going to get healed. But your money can't get healed until your feet get healed.
Amen.
And so I'm just trying to get you here. Because, hear me, we're going to talk in the prophet chamber, and I'm going to tell you what kind of salt. There's some people listening. They're going to try to go ahead and try to pick you back and try to go get salt, but they're going to get the wrong salt. And I'm here because I understand as a prophet, I operate in the spiritual realm. And so what happens, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And so what we're dealing with is these principalities and these spiritual weaknesses in high places. And so what God is doing, God is going to cancel the assignment of the devil so that we can go ahead and get you your freedom and get you your breakthrough.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks to God. Listen. That word of God is real today. And again, you that the prophet have asked to sow that special seed, you're going to call 1-800-766-0973. 1-800-766-0973. Or do the Cash App, $JAMES, G-A-M-E-S, Broadnex, webpage, www.apostlebroadnex.com or .org. *5 on your keypad is going to bring you into the chamber, and the prophet is going to pray and believe God with you for your miracle. Let's go back to the prayer line. God bless you, caller. What city are you calling from?
God bless you.
God bless you, Dallas, Texas. All right. What's that request today?
I am believing God to do things for me on my job. I'm going through some things on the job. I'm believing for God to open up a new door of opportunity for me.
Okay. The prophet going to pray. Go ahead, prophet. Prophet Bumble, did you get that? Just hold tight. The prophet is coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just having a little situation with that telephone, but we'll get it together here. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we magnify your name. Prophet, are you there?
My signal. Somebody there from Dallas, Texas?
Yes. Repeat that prayer request again. These phones is cutting up today. I'm experiencing that too. Go ahead, ma'am. Repeat that request.
God bless you, prophet. I am believing God to reposition me on my job. I'm going through some things on the job, but I'm believing God to open up a new door opportunity and that I will be planted and rooted right where I am in a different area. God bless you, man of God.
All right. What kind of work you do right now, woman?
I am a team lead with an investment firm.
Okay. Because the reason why I said that, because the Lord was showing me that he has some great things for you, because where you was, you were not being celebrated, but folks was using your wisdom and taking advantage of the education God is giving you. But I want to let you know that God is repositioning you, that what he's getting ready to do, he's getting ready to call some major connections that's going to pull on you in the realm of the spirit under the Bohushata. And what he's getting ready to do is that God is bridging the gap for you, because the Lord spoke to me. He said she's about 3 years behind in her finances, meaning that you should have been a lot farther than where you at. But God told me to tell you that he said he's getting ready to move you from the back to the front, says the Holy Ghost. The Lord showed me that he said, son, I'm getting ready, allowing her to gather all her resources and her connections together, because God said that in 21, you're getting ready to step out in a greater way. And in this greater way of stepping out, God said that you get ready to tap into a market that, I'm telling you, the money will never run dry. But I see in property and different things that God is going to call different folks, millionaires going to come in and say, woman of God, what are we going to do? And God said, I'm going to prosper you as a prophetic navigator, that you're going to show people where to put their money, where to invest their money. And even I see God going to cause you to travel, even to hold seminars and help teach people how to become a good steward over their finances.
Glory to God.
Are you there, woman?
The word.
I'm telling you, woman of God, you have been fought a long time, but I heard the Lord said a change is getting ready to come. I don't care what the devil's saying, what the devil's been trying to do. And even the Lord spoke to me. He said, tell that woman of God that you need to minister her privately in a prophetic chamber, because there's some other things that you have been really seeking God and really asking God for, that God is getting ready to give unto you.
Thank you. Glory to God. I
receive
the word. God bless you. And I will be sowing my seed. Thank you.
That number to dial to sow that seed is 1-800-766-0973. 1-800-766-0973. Or do the Cash App $JAMESBRODNAX, or go to the webpage at apostlebroadnax.com.org. Click on the donation link. It's very safe and it's very secure. Now, when we finish the prayer line today, the prophet will be moving into that personal prophecy chamber. Right now, everybody hear everybody's prayer request. And that's good, because we are all in this together, and we are praying for each other. And so therefore, all of the intercessors, come on in here, begin to pray with us as we pray with other people. And as you help us to pray, watch God work for you. Whatever you make happen for someone else, God will cause that and more to happen for you. If you're listening by radio, Alexandria, Pineville, Boards, Lake Charles, Oakdale, Cottonport, Louisiana, the dial-in number right now for prayer is 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. Pick up that telephone and dial you a miracle right now. *5 on your keypad would bring you right on into the prayer chamber, and the prophet will touch and agree with you and believe God for that miracle that you need in your life. That's *5 on your keypad, and your hand will go up and the prophet will pray. *5 on your keypad if you need prayer, if you need a word from the Lord. *5 on your keypad right now. God bless you, caller. What city are you calling from?
Port St. Lucie, Florida.
All right. What's that request today?
Well, I need a spiritual breakthrough. I need to be saved. I just need to be saved. My mind is so confused.
But listen. You need to be saved. Listen, we ain't going to even wait on that. We can handle that right now, and the prophet would pray. Come on, repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Of all of my sins.
of all of my sins.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This day.
This day.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind.
I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind.
You was crucified.
You was crucified.
You was buried.
You was buried.
And on the third day.
And on the third day.
You rose from the dead.
You rose from the dead.
And Lord, I believe that.
Lord, I believe that.
Listen, let me tell you. Never again from this day forward do you have to worry about, are you saved? The Bible says in Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus,
yes,
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, he said that you shall be saved. And for with the mouth,
yes,
confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart, man,
yes,
believe unto righteousness. Let me tell you something, daughter.
Yes.
Right now, prophet gonna minister to you, but let me tell you what's going on in heaven. Heaven is having a party right now over you. Heaven,
yes,
right now is rejoicing over you right now. And I'm telling you, heaven is happy.
Thank you, Lord.
And this is worth the whole prayer line today for a soul to come to the Lord. There's many backsliders
is
going to come to the Lord today on this broadcast. People getting their life right. And Father, I thank you, God, for this precious child
thank
of God.
You, Lord.
And Lord Jesus, I want you to just take totally control over her life. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Fill her with the Holy Ghost. And give her total
Lord.
Victory in every area of her life.
Yes, Lord. Thank
in
you, Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prophet
amen.
Butler. Prophet
amen.
Butler, this is what it's all about right there. Are you there, Prophet? I believe the prophet lined a drop. But anyway, woman of God, let me say this to you here. And now we're going to go ahead on and we're going to deal with the other issues, because I see there's other things, the battle of life and how the enemy's been fighting. But I want you to know that God is going to cancel, hear me, every plot, every scheme, every assignment of the devil against your life is being canceled right now. Being canceled right now.
Yes, Lord.
You belong to God now. You belong to God now.
Lord.
You've been bought with a price. You belong to God. And I'm here to tell you that God is going to take care of you, and he's going to take care of those that you love, and you're going to see God work all of these things out for your good. And I want you to rest in that, okay? I want you to rest in that.
Yes.
And I see your number here. And I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to make sure that we reach back out to you, and we're going to send you some material, some booklets that will help you along the way. But I'm telling you, from this prayer here, you're going to see results, and that is the word of the Lord. And I'm so glad that
Lord,
you called, and I'm so glad that you gave your life back to the Lord. And God got you now.
Lord.
He got you now. I want you to go ahead and be happy the rest
thank
of the day.
Lord.
Okay?
Yes, thank you. God bless you.
God bless. God bless. Thanks of God. Listen, that's what this prayer line is all about. It's about helping people. Listen to me here. That woman there just gave her life to the Lord. Heaven is rejoicing over that. Heaven is rejoicing over that. Some of you, you may be watching, some of you may be listening, and you trying to tell God, I'm going to wait until I get right. I'm going to wait till I stop drinking. I'm going to wait till I stop smoking. I'm going to wait till I stop whoremongering, and then I'm coming into the house of God. No, God wants you to come just as you are. I'm telling you, weary, wounded, and sad. He wants you to come with the drinking,
come with the smoking. You may be smoking that Kush. You understand? You may be smoking that stuff. You said it's for the medical, but you know you want to get high. But whatever it is, know this right here. When you come to God and say, God, I repent, forgive me of my sins, immediately God put all of that stuff in the sea of forgetfulness to be remembered no more. And 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, hear me now, to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. From all unrighteousness. And that is the word of the Lord. Listen, 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. If you're listening to the broadcast in Alexandria, in Pineville, you're listening to the local radio station here, you can dial a miracle right now. 318-754-0382. If you're watching by Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, YouTube, you can dial a miracle at 318-754-0382. I'm telling you that God is in the healing business. God is in the miracle working business. And I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind, the miracle that you need right now, if you dial the number, let us pray. God is going to work the miracle. I want you to listen to this, and that'll get a prophet time to get back, and we'll be back on in just a second. Listen to this praise report.
I have a lady here that's going to give a word of testimony of a miracle that happened in her life. One of the first times she saw Apostle Broadnecks a number of years ago. And I didn't know this until just a few weeks ago. She was here and she shared this awesome testimony with us. She was new to our church. Well, I'll just let you tell it, okay?
Well, actually, I was driving down the road and I hit the button for the radio was on and I hit off because I had a terrible song on and I was trying to change my life around and I hit I hit the AM radio and Pastor Broadnecks was on the radio and he was just talking about miracles and I needed a miracle really badly. I needed a healing miracle in my body and I said, I have got to meet that guy. And so I found out where you were at Full Gospel Church, and I came that week, and I remember he called me out, and he said, woman of God, stand up, and I remember looking behind me. I didn't know who he was talking to, because I had, wasn't walking right with the Lord. Anyway, long story short, that night, he said, I know somebody in here can make an offering of $1,690, and I had never, ever, ever made an offering like that ever in my life. And I'm a single mom, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go, and I'm going to do that. And I did it without even thinking about it. I said, no way, I'm going to do it, because I really believe God's going to give me a miracle. So I was so excited about it. So 2 weeks later, I received a gift 7 times back in money. So $1,690 times 7 times back to me, and I was not expecting it at all. And
about $10,000?
Yes, it was over $10,000. And it was just before Christmas, and I...
Unexpectedly.
And I said, I said to God, you're listening, and I'm going to follow you, and I'm not going to give up. Well, so Pastor Broadnecks was the inspiration for me doing that, and then all of these things started happening after I started tithing and offering and believing and coming, and I did get my healing miracle. It was 2.5 years later, but I got it, and it was all started here.
Oh, that's a blessing.
of Prayer, Faith, and Prophecy. I just got a text that says that the audio is real low, and I would like to know, are you watching by Facebook? Are you watching by Periscope? So I can kind of make the adjustments. Where are we low at? Are you listening on the phone line? Are you listening by Facebook? So we'll know how to make those adjustments. Prophet be back on in just a moment. On the phone. Okay. There we go right there. Okay. Pastor, how are we right? How is it right now? Is the audio good now on the phone? Are we still low on the phone line or what? If you could let me know. I know the radio station said we was a little low. So he's trying to make all of those adjustments and see where we're at. Okay, text me back, Pastor White, and let me know. Okay, all right. He said we're still low on the phone. Okay, on the phone. All right, let's see. Can we change that? Okay. All right. Well, anyway, let's try to go to the call, and then we'll see there. All right. God bless you, Pastor. Are you there?
Yes, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed, Apostle. I'm at work.
All right.
I could hear the callers real good, but on your end, it's real low, and I have my phone on speaker.
Okay. But you can hear me good now.
Yes, I can hear you, but it's still your audio is still low.
Okay. Well, we'll try to adjust that. Okay. They're waiting on the prophet to come back in here. But you have any special requests today? Because the prophet had told me he wanted to return a call back to you yesterday because he saw that you had sold the $21 seed and also the $33 seed.
Yeah, I was trying to get in, but I was on my lunch hour, so I had minimum time to stay.
Okay. So when will you have another break?
I'm going to be getting off fairly early, so I'll probably catch y'all this afternoon.
Okay, then. I'll make sure that we get back with you, and so the prophet can minister to you and speak that word of the Lord. But let us just agree. Is anything right now you'd like to agree on?
No, not well. I need a change in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm getting to a point now. I'll be 60 years old this birthday, and Lord, like I'm at a crossroad. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know which direction, you know, to go in. It's like a wall and come up again. Mm-hmm. Like I'm at a dead stop.
Well, this the time we really need to pray and hear from God.
Yes.
And so that's what we're here for. And so the prophet and I, we're going to make sure. And so around, 6 or 7 o'clock, your hour Central Standard Time, if that's good, or later?
Oh, yeah. I'll be home then.
Okay, all right. By 6 or 7, I'm going to make sure that I have the prophet on the line. And we definitely going to call you back, Pastor.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Because, you know, this, like you say, you know, you're hitting 60, and I know there's a lot of dreams and goals, you know, that God can put in your heart about the kingdom and things I know that you want to see really manifest for your family, you know,
Amen.
I know, and so we're going to stand with you, and we're going to believe God to work all these things out. And I believe, Pastor White, God gonna do it. I'm gonna tell you why. Because your heart is reaching out to God. Your heart is reaching out to
Amen.
God. And in the Bible says, he that hunger, matter of fact, the prophet is on the line now. I'm gonna let him talk, but he probably wanna talk to you private. But Pastor White,
yes.
The Bible says, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Prophet Butler, I have Pastor White on the line. He sold that 21 twice. And then he sold the 33 on yesterday. And I told him that you told me, you know, we was going to call him back and you're going to minister to him. But he's on the line right now. And Prophet Butler, are you there? All right. I tell you, that prophet phone was cutting up today. But listen, Pastor, we definitely will get back with you later this evening.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, Prophet. There's Pastor White on the line.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, great man of God. Listen, man of God, I want to tell you, every supernatural breakthrough I'm getting ready to release for you. The Lord spoke to me. He said, son, he said, I am making room for Pastor and Lady White. I want to let you know that God is releasing that commercial property even right now. And I'm telling you, man of God, the Lord said he sees your prayer, he heard your cry. And I'm talking about a supernatural breakthrough is getting ready to hit your life like never before. You and your wife have been faithful. And I hear the Lord say, now I'm getting ready to bless y'all like never before. Getting ready to move no matter what the devil has been trying to say and do against you and your wife. But I pray the blessings of Abraham and Isaac across your life. And I'm telling you, sir, I heard the Lord say, this year, he's getting ready to make some major moves for you. And I'm telling you, I know you're a hardworking man, but I heard the Lord say early retirement is getting ready to come your way. God is getting ready to bless you with a load of money to free you up, your wife up, so y'all can do ministry without any financial pressure. Because you told God, you said, God, I love you and I love your word. I'll do anything you tell me to do. But God, I need you to cause the door to open for me and my house so that we can do what you have called us to do. And God told me, he said, tell them this is the year that God is getting ready to establish the ministry in a greater way. And I'm telling you, sir, every knockdown, everything that you have been going up against, the Lord is getting ready to bless y'all. I'm telling you, sir, I'm telling you, the worst is over and the best is now. And I'm telling you, it's some things that you have really been working on, been trying to pull together. But it seems like the harder you try, the more the devil has been coming up against you. But I'm telling you, sir, God is getting ready for you. He's been faithful in that thing. And now he's getting ready to bless like never before.
I receive it, Prophet. I receive it.
I'm telling you, this your seed. I'm telling you, that probably getting ready to open up for that Christian Academy and for that School of Wisdom. Hallelujah. And Jesus.
Jesus.
And I'm telling you, this is your hour. The enemy has been fighting on. But God spoke to me. He said, son, they've been too faithful for me not to give them their own.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, the Lord spoke to me. He said, y'all been too faithful not to give your own. And I'm telling you, God said, I am increasing your faith, and I'm moving right now. And let me tell you something. And I know the enemy's been trying to fight, but he's not going to win. Hear me? It's not going to win. I'm telling you, that devil going to lose it. Listen, that devil going to lose off the White House. Do you hear me? Do you hear the problem? That devil been fighting because he knows y'all are a force to be reckoned with. And I prophesy supernatural breakthrough. God said, I am pulling things up, says the Holy Ghost. Oh, kind of about shot. Oh, I'm telling you, don't you worry about it. I'm telling you, listen. God said, the enemy, hear me, been trying to poison and been trying to get in and bring confusion. But God said, because you have been standing on my word, restoration getting ready to hit your house. I prophesy that devil can't, let me tell you something. See, let me tell you something. You can't sit under the apostle, you can't be a prophet, and God don't bring restoration to your stuff. And I'm telling you, everything the devil been working against, he's going to have to loose your stuff. I'm telling you. I close and shut the mouth of the lion that been trying to bring confusion to your home. But I speak peace and I speak restoration. I'm telling you, man of God, listen, after we get off this broadcast, I want to speak to you a little bit more because, listen, that enemy has been really fighting on the other side. But but I heard the Lord say, he said, same way the enemy been trying to jump on you, we get ready to do a Holy Ghost prophetic ambush.
Hey, glory.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000.
Yeah, come on.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes we got to be careful who we allow to pour in us. And listening to different folks can bring division to the home.
Amen.